American woman. It's the Kim Munson Show. Analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions bring us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom? Or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. I so appreciate each and every one of you for joining us. You're treasured. You're valued. You have purpose. Live with intention. Strive for excellence. And take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this. Our part of history. And thank you so much for joining us as we look at these issues of freedom versus force, force versus freedom, searching for truth and clarity. I am so blessed to get to work with a great team, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Thursday to you, producer Steve.
One day away from the day.
Your favorite day. For sure. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts, which we'll be ramping those up again right after the 1st of August, and our most recent op-eds. And this week there will be Brad Beck's op-ed, Act 2, and I'm working on one on this No on Initiative 5, this LEAP initiative that is going to be on the ballot. Researcher Patty actually has a very excellent op-ed on the website right now. She's done a tremendous amount of research on it, and now she's trying to delve into where the money is, and she'll be having another to help you get your brain around these issues. So be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to support our index. We really, really appreciate that. We've got a great show planned for you today. We'll be talking with Karen Levine in this first segment. She had a very interesting Independence Day experience that you will not want to miss. Then Holly Kluth is running for Douglas County Sheriff, and she will be on the second segment. And then retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle is our guest in segments 3 and 4. We'll be talking about America 2021. And we are in a very dangerous time right now in America. And so that will be a fascinating conversation as well. And check out our America's Veterans Stories. That is on at KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM from 3 to 4 p.m. and 10 to 11. Fascinating conversation with retired Navy Admiral Roy Schneider. Steve, it is a tremendous interview.
It is, and as you guys were recording, I always eavesdrop, and I'll give anything away here. In the era that he's basically coming online as an officer in the Navy, in warfare and tactics, he was probably one of the pioneers.
He really was, and it's a fascinating conversation. So again, that's 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and then it will rebroadcast from 10 to 11. And our show is brought to you also. I have many great partners. I so recommend each and every one of them. And one of them that sponsors both the shows is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations. That's Westminster, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado. And I just wanted to highlight their lunch specials. They're available Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They have $8 items, which is their Baja fish tacos, a lunch burger, or smoked wings, and all those with curly fries. $9 items, shrimp tacos, chicken strips, chicken garden salad, buffalo chicken garden salad, or a Philly cheesesteak. And their $10 items are fish and chips, which I really love, buffalo chicken sandwich, or a Western burger, and those are fries. And those are to go and to dine in. And so be sure and check that out. I thank all of my partners for that. Our quote for today, I went to an organization that General Arbuckle basically founded when retired Marine General James Mattis went out and very publicly started to attack Trump. The mainstream media kind of jumped on that and made it sound like the military did not like President Trump and General Arbuckle. They mobilized and had over 197, I think, flag officers, that's your admirals and your generals, sign a letter to push back on Mattis's narrative out there. And then they realized that we are in a very dangerous time. And they have started an organization, Flag Officers for America. And it says, who we are. We are retired military leaders who pledge to support, or that's who they are, they, who pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. And their quote for today, here we go, is, our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. Steve, your comment?
Well, I can't think of anything else you could say that would get down to the basic reality of that staring us in the face.
Yes, and that's why we really have to step into our time in history. And Karen Levine is going to be joining us. Is she on the line right now, Steve?
No, ma'am. Not.
Okay, she'll be getting with us here shortly. She had quite the experience this last weekend by trying to do something really great for her community. There were just a very small but loud minority that was pushing back on that. And so we'll talk with her about that in just a little bit. Wanted to talk a little bit. Let's go through some of these headlines here. First of all, I wanted to note that, let's see here. Ah, here we go. Oh, she is. Okay. I was just going to, we'll talk about this later, but you guys all need to know this, that Nancy Pelosi is deploying Capitol Police to other offices in California and Florida. This is something that was just announced, and we really need to watch that. But let's jump over here with Karen Levine. She is a sponsor of both of my shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories. We're longtime friends. She is working on the local, volunteering, local, state, and national level to protect your private property rights. And she was doing something really patriotic and really great this weekend, and had a really interesting experience. Karen Levine, welcome to the show. What happened this weekend, Karen?
Well, Friday afternoon, you know, it was a hot day, but it was a beautiful day. And my team, the W Makers, in the past has chosen a couple of neighborhoods to place flags in their front yard, just in an act of patriotism to bring community together, etc. And so I selected a community that I have been mailing to for over 25 years. And my husband helped me, and we put out over 500 flags. The neighborhood.
So you were putting flags in people's front yards, right?
We were. And we were putting them just in like the corner by the sidewalk so you could see them as you walk down the street or drive down the street.
I bet it looked beautiful.
It looked beautiful. We did put a sticker on them that identified who put the flag in their yard. It said, Happy 4th of July. And then it was a little bit like a business card on the other side. It had our team logo, my name, our contact information. And homeowners who were out on their porches, if we saw them out there, we would ask if they were okay with us placing a flag. And they would graciously, they're like, definitely, this is awesome. We had people come out of their homes and thank us. I had a couple who literally tracked me down the street to thank me. They're like, ma'am, we'd like to talk to you. And they were just so thankful and great, you know, gracious for what we had done. It was really just an act of kindness, and it really filled our heart. And it took us about 3.5 hours. So, it was just a great experience. Until
I would have loved that if you did that in my neighborhood.
Well, that was kind of our thinking, you know, and, you know, I might have to go to Lone Tree next year. I don't know.
So what happened after this?
Well, so So the next morning I woke up to a not very nice email claiming that I was soliciting and that was against the covenants of that community. And in all earnestness, there was no solicitation intended. I was told I was being sneaky, and I ruined that person's 4th of July.
Wow.
And shared that information with my team lead, and I responded very graciously back, very kindly, just to apologize. I didn't want to offend anyone, but this is a celebration of our nation, our independence, capitalism, democracy, all the things that, you know, your show fights for. And he and I had some dialogue back and forth, and I just asked him to not judge me when he had never met me. And I offered to come meet him, and he declined. So, you know, that was one experience. And then I got a phone call, and the phone call was very, very similar. And I responded.
Was this from a different person then?
From a different person. And I responded again kindly and apologetic, and but she demanded that I remove all flags from her neighborhood.
So she wanted to speak for the other 498 people out there.
Yes. Yes. And my feeling was, is that wasn't what the other homeowners wanted. But when a loud voice like that, that's not kind, attacks you personally, you feel like you've done something wrong. And it really shed light on what, as patriots, the American people have been fighting really for decades. And I'm just grateful, Kim, that you do the show and you try to give us knowledge and empowerment and see things clearly, because my feeling after that episode was, I don't want to do that again. They took all the joy out of something that was intended to be good.
But Karen, that's the MO out there right now with the quote unquote woke crowd, is that they do want to take away the joy of everyday things, of just celebrating our independence. And I encourage you to not let those two voices squelch something that you know that so many people really appreciated, and how beautiful the neighborhood looked on Independence Day.
Well, and that's my hope. And so, you know, you reach out to like-minded people to get encouragement. And I reach out to you, and I appreciate your words of encouragement, just to say, you know, what we've done, many of us, the majority of us, is that we hear these loud voices, we question our integrity and our intent. And that's what they want us to do, so that we start to conform to their way of thinking. And we need really to cling on to each other and to seek goodness amongst ourselves, so we can build what we believe to be stronger and have that fortitude, I guess, to do what we believe is right and what is American, and get back to the principles of what this nation, which is choice, democracy, capitalism, all the independence for the individuals of America.
Well, and it is this constitutional republic that we have here, with these ideals. All men are created equal, with these rights from God to pursue our happiness, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And on Adam's series right now, which is absolutely fascinating, about the founding of our country. And we're going to have Major Retired Army on segments 3 and 4. And he's going to speak to exactly what has happened to you. It's happening to everybody. These voices that stand for this American ideal and try to divide us. And Karen Levine, I care so much about your community. When you and I had that conversation, I could just tell your kind of this attack and this hurt. But I so encourage you to step into this as a patriot, and to once again not give up, because you do so much great work. You volunteer hours and hours on the local level, the state level, and the national level in government affairs, in the realtors' different associations, because private property ownership is under attack right now in our country. There has been this attack on home ownership, and home ownership is really something that is this big broad middle class having their home ownership. Now, people can choose if they don't want to buy. That's fine.
Right.
But when you have public policy that is pushing that and taking away this great that your home and your wealth creator, this has been just sneaky is what the left has been doing to the American idea. And so thank you for the hours and hours putting in and standing up for private property rights.
Well, Kim, it is work, but it's a pleasure. And out at the Gaylord for the next 2 days for West Region 11. And the conference normally takes place in March, April. But because of the last year and a half of being shut down, we weren't able to do that, and they moved it to July. We sold out our block here at the Gaylord, so there's, I don't know, several hundred of us. And we're meeting about our region, which is Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado. So I'm coming together with that leadership, and we will continue to keep an eye on things that are happening that potentially could take away our private property rights and the ability, like you said, the middle class to build wealth through home ownership.
Well, Karen Levine, if people want to buy or sell their home, or if they're looking at a new build, they need to have you on their side of the table reach you.
They can reach me at 303-877-7516.
That number is 303-8. Friend, the Patriots are smiling on you.
Thank you, Kim, and have a great day.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Holly Kluth. She is a candidate for Douglas County Sheriff. And then we'll talk with the retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle in segments 3 and 4. You will not want to miss it.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's kimmunson.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get the first look at everything that's going on. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I thank each and every one of you as you support what we're doing, our independent voice, as we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. On the line with me is Holly Kluth. She is a candidate for Douglas County Sheriff. Holly, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
Douglas County Sheriff. Sheriffs are very important. They are elected. They are accountable to the people. Why are you running for Douglas County Sheriff?
Well, I've been a citizen here for 30 years. My husband and I raised our kids here. I'm a 32-year veteran of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and I started as a patrol woman in 1989. I've got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, master's degree in psychology. I've been to the FBI National Academy in Quantico. And I've been an active Republican for the last 20, 25 years, served in roles, delegate, precinct person, assistant district captain, member of DCRW for the last 10 years, Republican women. This is my community. I've worked for 4 different sheriffs, and I've learned from each of them. I know that Douglas County is a great place to live, and I want to keep it that way for my family and my friends.
Well, Holly, we've gone through a rather remarkable year. And we have seen crime increase in many of these cities that are run by Democrat mayors. Crime is up in Denver significantly. And one of the first and foremost things for people to be able to go after their hopes and dreams, their life, their liberty, their pursuit of happiness is safe communities. And how would you make sure that we have safe communities in Douglas County?
Well, we can't let that slip. We can't let the creep of crime come to Douglas County. We need to enforce the law. We need to stand up when laws are coming down that are giving criminals a break or a second chance or a third chance. The anti-police, pro-criminal laws that we saw this last year trying to be passed are ridiculous. And they threaten our safety. They threaten our freedom and our liberty here.
So next question is, would you be a constitutional sheriff, somebody that upholds the Constitution first and foremost, or where do you fall on that?
Yeah, Kim, that's a good question. I've had that question a number of times. You know, constitutional sheriff was kind of coined by Sheriff Richard Mack back in the 90s. And after the Brady Bill was passed, the federal government, ATF, wanted to come in and have local sheriffs enforce the federal law till they could get their system up. And this case ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court. A number of sheriffs stood up and said, we're not going to do it. And really, they had a right not to. And Supreme Court agreed that the federal government can't come in and make local sheriffs enforce their law. But that was a 10th Amendment case. And, you know, as a sheriff, a sheriff really is constitutional by description. We are responsible to allow people to uphold their the amendments of the Constitution, the right to worship, peaceably assemble. Protection against self-incrimination, to ensure that warrants that issue have probable cause, to be free from deprivation of life, liberty, and property without due process of law. Second Amendment, right to bear arms, that's the one everyone's concerned about. As a sheriff, my oath of office is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Colorado. And, you know, although I need to work daily with state and federal law enforcement to keep our community safe, it doesn't mean bowing down what I believe might be against our Constitution and our rights. And that may mean making a visionary decision on how to accomplish public safety in our community in a way that fits ideals. And then I have to defend that decision. And that's why the Office of Sheriff is so important as a law enforcement, chief law enforcement in the county. I think the fear is right now, really, with the creep of encroachment on our Second Amendment rights, that people ask me, what are you going to do if they try to disregard our constitutional rights? Well, if our government, state or federal, becomes soaked that they're in people's homes without search warrants, confiscating guns without probable cause, kidnapping people without arrest warrants, I can guarantee you myself, my family, and every other gun-toting citizens going to rise up and resist. You know, I think that's people's fear. I think they see things going direction and they're like, what are you going to do as the sheriff? But if I could real quick, I'd really like to talk about a new paper that was written by a professor of Campbell University.
And it's okay. Then I want to ask you about the red flag law as well. So tell us about this paper.
You bet. It's in Sanctuaries. It was written by Professor Sean Fields of Campbell University. And he talks about really the attribute of localism and how, you know, government, you have to be responsive to your community, your citizens. And he talks about first impression departmentalism. And when laws that are passed seem to be unconstitutional, although, you know, the Supreme Court, the decider or the courts are decider of that, there's still a state of flux, and that constitutionality may not have been decided yet. And I think local governments have a right to take and go, you know, I'm not sure we want to do this. And I think sheriffs have to decide how can we accomplish what we need to, law enforcement officer, and yet protect people's rights from unconstitutional.
Well, and for sure on that. And can you get a link to that paper for us? And we'll put that in the recap for the show when we recap and the podcast on that. Flag law. I read the whole thing. And there were prominent Republicans that were supporting this. And I look at that was passed here in Colorado, signed into law as an affront upon potentially mm-hmm. people's Second Amendment rights. What's your thoughts mm-hmm. on this red flag law?
So you're, you know, in 2018, it was law enforcement needed something, deal with extremely mentally ill individuals that were threatening people. We were limited in that. And but as it went, the standards of proof started looking like maybe they weren't constitutionally correct. And, you know, if you look across the country, there are flag laws. And if you read it, you know how complicated it is. It's extremely complicated and convoluted. And eight of those.
We should not pass laws like that, Holly. The fact that law enforcement firearms without due process, without them even right. knowing that is. Is just totally unconstitutional. Anyway, continue. You know, we've got about a minute left.
Okay. So eight of those states have the requirement that probable cause exist. And the other issue is seven of those say that law enforcement has to be the one that brings it forward. So we're used to doing warrants with probable cause, doing investigation. I feel like this law could be abused by the wrong person. And that's my concern. And with the standards of proof that exist and the time frames, I don't think it came out the way we would like it to.
Okay. Thank you for your comments on that. Holly, how can people get more information about you?
Well, I have a website, Holly Kluth for Sheriff, all words, .net. It tells a lot more about myself. Facebook, Instagram, can follow what I'm doing and what I'm doing out there. You know, I really feel like I have the expertise and the experience and education, history of professional community. I've got the community's ear. I'll talk to anybody anytime, and they can contact me through my website. I'll probably be giving them a call within an hour or two. I'm passionate about public safety and about this community and the citizens here. And I just want to say it, stay safe, and stay conservative.
Okay, and that's Holly Kluth, and Kluth is spelled K-L-U-T-H. So once again, what is that website?
Holly Kluth for Sheriff, all words, .net.
Okay. Holly, thank you so much, and thank you for stepping forward and running for a Douglas County Sheriff.
Anytime, and thank you so much, Kim, for having me on the show.
Most definitely. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be having a conversation with retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle about Flag Officers for America. You will not want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. There you'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our podcasts, and our op-eds. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice out there. We look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. It's not about free stuff. Free stuff is the carrot that is used to get you to vote for socialists, but ultimately it comes down to force. And it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, The latest silent thief is government-induced inflation, and then the new one that Steve heard of, and that's Bidenflation. And we are in a dangerous time, and retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle is very concerned about this. And he, were you the founder of Flag Officers for America, General Arbuckle?
Good morning, Kim. Yes, I am.
Okay, and I took this, I think, from your website. It says, who we are. We are retired military leaders who pledged to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against, who pledged against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And although retired from active service, each of us feels bound by that oath to do what we can in our capacity today to protect our nation from threats to her freedom. General Arbuckle, you were my guest on America's Veteran Stories this last Sunday. And you said something that took my breath away. You said that America is in deep peril. How so?
Yes, in fact, that's the first sentence in our flag letter, as you know, Kim. We're in deep peril because we're in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time in our history. And the fight is essentially between our republic and the forces of socialism and Marxism / communism that you talked about just a moment ago. And this has been going on for many decades, going back primarily to the early 60s, but it's culminated recently through the Obama administration and most currently through the Biden administration, as we see socialism and Marxism being openly pushed by our main political leaders. In fact, they're in control of our government right now, not only in terms of the ideology of socialism and Marxism, but more importantly, through their policies and actions. So that's why that statement is in our letter. We're in deep peril, and we went on in our letter, as you know, to list about 12 different major national security concerns that back that up. And at the top of the list, of course, is having free and honest elections to accurately express the will of the people. And, of course, we the people are the first three words in our Constitution, and that means something. Without accurate representation of what we the people want in terms of our government, we've lost our republic. And so, rightfully, the spotlight has to be on that, number one. And then we go on to list other things, but I also made the point to you before, as you recall, that as I've reflected back on it, we've actually been fighting socialism and Marxism / communism since the end of World War II, 1945, when the Soviet Union was formed at that point, and we almost immediately engaged in a Cold War with the Soviet Union, and that is obviously socialism and Marxism. That continued until 1989 when the Berlin Wall fell. That was the end of the Cold War. But during that interim period, we fought two hot wars, and this is a key point I always like to make, and that is two hot wars first began with Korea in the early 50s, where we fought who? Well, we fought the communist North Koreans and the communist Chinese. 37,000 loyal were killed in that war, and about 10 years later, we got into Vietnam, which I haven't talked to you about yet. We postponed that. But in that war, who were we fighting again? We fought the communist North Vietnamese, the communist Viet Cong, backed up by who? The communist Chinese. 58,000 loyal Americans were killed. So between those two hot wars, we've lost 95,000 approximately loyal American troops fighting, again, that ideology of socialism, Marxism, and communism. And the real kicker, which is the main point of that brief look back into history, is that that exact same ideology is controlling our nation today. And that is totally unacceptable, and that's what all of us have to do, whatever we can, to stop it.
I think we have been asleep at the wheel. And throughout the 60s, 70s, and the 80s, there was this kind of, in polite company, you don't talk about politics and religion. But those are two of the really key things about life. And the conversations can be very shallow if you don't talk about the things that really matter. But typically conservatives, typically having good manners, said, okay. But then what happened is those that were taking over media and education and Hollywood, they were talking about politics. They were out there advocating in government and getting elected to offices and becoming bureaucrats, making their living off of public policy and pushing for these socialist, Marxist, communist ideas. And now in our government, our politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties, there are people in those positions that don't like Americans. And I think that is when we're in such deep peril. And I'm very concerned. What can we do? Can we save America?
Yeah. Before answering that question, I just like to let what you said. You're correct. When you look at how this happened, how do we get in the situation today, we have to sweep at the switch as Americans. We've been complacent in very lifestyles and have not been paying attention going on. And during that period of time, as I said earlier, about starting in the 60s, what's happened is there's been a deliberate march through our institutions. Now, those words came from an Italian communist named Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-I. He coined that phrase, march through the institution, and he basically said that if anyone wants to control a nation, its societies, and change it, then you have to have slow, quiet march through institutions. This, of course, is the education system. If an education system is controlled for one or two generations, then basically that ideology, whatever it is, in this case, and Marxism, is taking over the graduates who then go on and espouse that into other institutions, such as the news media, social media. The judicial system has been taken over as an institution. Political system, the entertainment industry, which is huge. And you see how our youth thinks corporations are now into that. The army currently, of course, is our military with the critical race theory. Now, to your question, what do we do about it? Well, that's the second purpose of this Flag Officer for America letter that we wrote and signed. And by the way, there's 200 senior retired generals and admirals who signed that. The first purpose of the letter was to inform the public of what's going on in our professional opinions. And the second part is to do something about it. That gets to your question, well, what do you do? Well, the short answer is get involved. Citizens have to get involved and push back against what's happening to our country. And so we put out a Citizens Action Plan for America, which is found on our website. And it has about, six major points in it, recommendations for citizens on how to get involved. At the top of the list, obviously, is education. The point there is parents in particular, but citizens in general, have to take control of it. It's not this. It's not the administration, certainly not unions that ought to be running your schools. They belong to we the people. And so how do you do that? Well, you get involved. You get out there and you attend any kind of a PE meeting, assisted teachers and attend classes. You push to get voluntary prayer back into schools, civics in the classrooms, concentrate on math and English and history, true history, not artificial history like Project 6. And make certain, and this is critical under education, make certain that race theory, Project 1619, and other exams are not in the curriculum of your schools. They're disguised with a different name like critical theory or something else. So you really have to dig into that to find out if it's there. So that's the first major area. Of course, go ahead, Kim.
Okay, well, and I've put a lot of thought into this because is so important. And I was always really involved in my kids' classrooms. I did Thursday folders, which was the communication that went to the parents. It was really kind of grunt work, just writing everything and putting them in a folder so that communications back with the parents. But it meant that I was in the school, in the classes, at least once a week and had a relationship with the teachers. And there's really a lot of fine teachers out there. And that was a number of years ago. But as I've looked at what's happened in education and all the money that is going into education, but we don't seem to be getting money over to our great teachers. I don't understand how that is happening. I do understand, but it doesn't make a lot. But General Arbuckle, our kids are falling behind. and parent wants their kids all behind. And I've looked at it. The reason why is there's only a finite amount of hours in the school day. And if you are taking those hours and instead of teaching the critical things such as reading, arithmetic, science, again, critical thinking, if you're not teaching those things, but are using the school day to teach, as you mentioned, critical race theory or whatever iteration it is, sexualizing our children through the LGBTQ Planned Parenthood, well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why our kids are falling behind. And your quick comment on that, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll continue.
You're exactly right. Getting involved in your child district, that's what we're talking about here. And yes, there are a limit. You've got to concentrate on what's important. STEM is science, technology, engineering, math is what we ought to be doing, and not all the topics that you mentioned. And let's look at China. Are they doing that? No, they're not teaching soft topics. They're concentrating on technology, engineering, and math, to include sending their students here to our universities to be educated in those areas. And, of course, the Confucius Centers are another topic can be addressed.
Most definitely. I am talking with General Joe Arbuckle. He is the founder of Flag Officers for America, and that website is Flag Officers, the number for America. Is it .com? I've got it right here. Yes, FlagOfficersForAmerica.com. We're going to go, before we do that, though, Castlegate, a great sponsor of both of my shows. Hal Van Herke is a veteran and entrepreneur as well, and the amazing array of knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. It's a small business, a family-owned business right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Go to castlegate.com for more information. That's castlegate.com. And they do offer a discount for military veterans and fonders all day. And check out castlegate.com. We'll go to break and we'll continue our conversation with General Arbuckle.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly would be under an attack in an unbelievable happening right before our eyes? That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the internet and social. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's KimSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. On the line with us is retired Army Major General Joe Arbuckle. He is the founder of Flag Officers for America. That website is flagofficers4america.com. And General Arbuckle, you've said that this is our 1776 moment, and we can do some easy things as we step into our time in history, General Arbuckle.
Yes, that's right, Kim. And we started talking about those, and they are listed at their website under the Citizens Action Plan, which can be found there. Before leaving education, which is probably most important, I would encourage everyone, particularly parents, to make certain that people are elected to your school boards that reflect our traditional values and our constitutional values. And you don't have to have kids in school to do this, obviously. Any citizen should be interested in the education of kids in general, and run to those boards and make sure we have the right kinds of people there. The next thing is political. We suggested in this Citizens Action Plan, and that, of course, again, is to get involved with your local government, emphasis on local at the grassroots level, and elect those people that have traditional values to your key positions like county commissioners and clerks and mayors and city councils, town councils, whatever you may have in your area, and show up for meetings. When you do show up, make certain you speak out and be involved in discussions. Require the Pledge of Allegiance to open all public meetings, county meetings, town meetings, city meetings. That's a start. We know there was a problem in one of our Colorado towns with that, with the mayor at Silverthorne recently. I don't know how that's been resolved, but ensure that's
One question on that.
Yeah.
One question. I think it was the mayor of Silverton. I got confused on that.
Yeah.
I think it's Silverton. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks. It's symbolic and it means a lot. Elections. When you have elections, it's important to volunteer to be a poll worker or at least show up just to watch. And certainly stay informed on legislative actions at the state level and national level, and voice your concerns about that and your preferences to your local elected officials. And they can then transfer that into the state and national level and hold them accountable for what they do in terms of voting and in the public forums to the Republican Party at the precinct level. And, again, hold them accountable for what's going on. Now, law enforcement is another area to elect sheriffs and district attorneys that have conservative values and are willing to enforce our Constitution fairly and equitably across the board constantly. Fortunately, we have most of our sheriffs, I believe, in Colorado, conservative, and that's good. But it's still something to watch, particularly at the DA level.
Right.
As we know, yeah, exactly. At the county DA level, it's not so much true, but at the state level, as we know, a lot of outside money has been thrown into various state elections to elect liberals into those positions. And that's changed the direction and course of many states as a result of that. So it's a danger.
Arbuckle, that's why you're seeing many of these Democrat-controlled cities. The crime, it was a bloody weekend this last week, Chicago. And because they, first of all, Democrat mayors, but Democrat DAs who do not, who they are making judgments on which laws they will, or which criminal will charge out in Los Angeles, having a terrible time. And a guy that had worked at the DA office in LA, we actually have done a podcast with him that's on the website, and many people, again, that have these traditional values, these DAs and people in offices just are beside themselves as these George Soros kind of bought and paid for DAs are elected to some of our major cities there. Why these cities are in decline. There is so much crime and just so many lives lost. It's so tragic, General Arbuckle.
Exactly right. And that's a huge factor in changing our society. And that's another example of how infiltration occurs to do that. I mentioned into our major institutions. And the people with the big money, like Soros, as you mentioned, is like him, knew that. They've got a plan and they execute the plan. And that's how this is occurring to a large degree. But that's extremely important. Also in this little paper, citizens ought to get organized because there's power in none. Start within church groups, among church groups, and outside of church groups at the grassroots level, particularly in the schools. I've seen across the country, as reported in the news media, many people are organizing just kind of informally to attend their school board meetings concerns. When one shows up, that's one thing. When 20, 30, 40 show up, that's a total. So that's important. And sanctuaries, I'll close it off pretty much with that. These have existed across the nation for illegals, but let's turn that around and make it something positive. And regions within our state to basically support our First, Second, Fourth Amendment rights and maybe the entire Constitution. That's where I used to live. The county commissioners got together, supported by the citizens, and said, look, sanctuary for county, and we're not going to enforce anything from the outside that impinges upon our constitutional rights. Well, that's a great thing to do at the local level.
How has the reaction been to this work that you're doing, General Arbuckle?
It's been overall quite positive. A lot of questions and follow-up on very, very many different forums. As you would expect, there's been kickbacks initially from the left on it. But for the most part, that's down over recent weeks. But it's been positive, I think. I think we're having a positive impact with this letter, and the more we got it on at places like your radio, the more the word gets in, the more citizens become aware in the letter. And again, I come back to that's the main purpose of it, is to inform citizens about what's happening to their communities and their states and ask them to get involved. So bottom line, positive impact, and that's what we want.
Well, and I was a quote for you from you for the end of the show. I always have a quote at the beginning and the end. And so as I was looking for quotes, I did see that you had gotten quite a reaction from the mainstream media. They didn't have a lot of nice things to say about you.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Right.
And that is a badge of honor, I would say, as well. And we are going to get scheduled your military history, but just very quickly, give our listeners just a quick rundown of your military service. You served in Vietnam, and just a quick, so it's a teaser for when we do our interview.
Okay, sure. My dad retired from the Air Force in 1959. We moved to Littleton near High in high school at Littleton and went on to college at Western State, graduated from there in 1968. Of course, that was the peak of the Vietnam War and the draft. I hadn't planned to come in the Army, but the draft was looming out there, so I wound up enlisting in the Army because they gave me the best deal of all services. Came in the Army first 1969, and as a private, I went to basic training Fort Ord and combat engineer training. I ended up going to officer candidate school, engineer officer candidate school, got police station Fort Carson, and I volunteered to go into infantry at that point and serve in Vietnam. So I went to Vietnam as an infantry lieutenant and as an advisor with the South Vietnamese Army for a year there in the bush, and came back, got into missile systems where I spent most of my career. As I got more senior, I became involved in the top-level logistics systems and strategy.
Well, and you have a lifetime of service for our country, and what you are doing now is really important. I did see that your friend, Alan West, has just announced he's going to run for Texas governor.
Yes, that's great news as far as I'm concerned. Alan's a true patriot. You know, he's a retired lieutenant colonel, Army, former congressional man, and he's 100% American. He's all for the Constitution. Dedication, integrity is at the top, and he's just a wonderful person, and I'm sure would make a great governor of Texas. Now, of course, Governor Abbott has done a really good job down there too. It's not that he hasn't; it's just that Alan West has his track record of service to our nation, which is it's hard to find and hard to match.
Okay, General Arbuckle, we have just a minute left. What is the final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, the final thought is kind of what we've been hammering on all along, and that is be aware of what's happening to your country. Read the letter, please. It does a pretty good job of laying that out. And the second part is get involved, and do whatever you can at your local level in these areas like education, political, and so forth to turn the tide. People have to stand up and say, no, I don't agree with this socialism. I'm not going to tolerate it. And that's the key right there, Kim.
Okay. And the place that you can get informed on this, both read the letter and the Citizens Action Plan, is flagofficersfor4america.com. That's flagofficersfor4america.com. And we each have a responsibility now, General Arbuckle, to step into this time in history to make sure that we conserve and preserve this great American idea that was given to us by many that gave it all, blood and treasure. To make sure that we have this opportunity right now. I so thank you, General Arbuckle, for all that you are doing.
Well, thanks, Kim. It's always a pleasure to talk to a real patriot like you. You're doing a great job there getting the word out, so please keep it up.
Well, thank you so much. And our quote for today is from General Arbuckle. He said, critical race theory and other such programs are intentionally designed to divide people into groups based on oppressors versus oppressed, sowing discord and distrust in each other. That is not what we want to do in America. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.